Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Psalms. We are looking at Psalm 51, verses 7 through 12. Remember, this is a Psalm of David. It was written after David was confronted by Nathan when he committed adultery with Bathsheba. Yesterday, we looked at three important steps to true repentance, and today we'll look at three more. Let's read the passage first, 7 through 12, Psalm 51. David prayed, "Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I'll be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me." Well, David's sin of adultery led to this great prayer of repentance. Yesterday we noted where true repentance begins. Today, here are three more important steps. Here's our fourth step. Repentance desires cleansing. Sin stains the soul. Only God can cleanse the heart and wash us clean. Only God can blot out our sin. That's why David prays, "Cleanse me with hyssop, and I'll be clean. Wash me, O God, and I'll be whiter than snow." Number five, repentance desires renewed joy. Sin burdens the soul. David felt that his bones had been crushed. He desired that God restore the joy and gladness he once knew. He prayed, "Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice." Number six, repentance desires the resolve to obey. David asked that God recreate his heart. The old heart got him in trouble. He prayed for an unwavering obedience. He prayed that God would give him the power to continue to walk in obedience. He didn't want to return to his sin. Father, David's prayer is our prayer. Please take away the stain of sin. Lift the burden of sin. Let me be joyful again in your presence. Don't let me return to my sin. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.